she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, Dance and David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Toe-tapping Tammy Pickard.
That's all I can move right now.
Jivin' J.P. Stingley, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Hey, hey.
And me swinging civil. Hey, right. Everybody. We're here every Saturday morning taking your phone calls, 877-881-1053, and your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex the next time you're looking to lease a new car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, you can go to autoflex.com. Learn about all of our pre-owned cars right there. And you can also learn about leasing and purchasing and our Flex Buy program, Autoflex 2, a different program we have for people that are rebuilding their credit. And maybe most importantly, you can get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in free from your friends at Autoflex Leasing if you go to autoflex.com.
Mm-hmm. And like we do every week when we're here, we give you some consumer advice and talk about all things automobiles. And today we're going to talk a little bit about auto insurance and what to look for when you're shopping around.
Yeah, you know, it's really easy to buy insurance. In fact, you can go online and buy insurance. You can buy insurance from agents. But the important stuff is understanding what really is important with insurance, why you should buy what gives you the best bang for the buck. Some hints like maybe dropping collision insurance on a much older car, getting special discounts because of your circumstances, or consolidating your policies with one user, all will save you money. One of the best ways to save money is raise your deductible. Now, this goes for people that are not used to having a lot of accidents. If you wreck your car all the time, I'd keep my deductible low. But if you don't, you can save quite a bit of money by changing your deductible from $500 on collision to $1,000 and on your comprehensive coverage as well. And one of the other hints I'll give you is get broken glass coverage if you're prone to get chips and cracked windshields, because you can raise your deductible and add broken glass cheaper than you can keep a lower deductible that might pay for that broken glass. Most of the glass claims you have are going to be under $500 anyway.
I wonder if there's an insurance company that's kind of like Autoflex that would show you all the different options you have like we do. You know, well, you can do this and save this much money. You could do a lease, or you can do a purchase, or the Flex Buy, and package it up to take care of the customer.
You know, there's a number of agents out there that carry multi-lines. And because they carry multi-lines, they would be willing, or they would be able to give you all of those different options. You know, one of the things people don't think about a lot is uninsured motorist coverage. And it's not terribly expensive, but it is if you don't have it and you get hit with someone without insurance. Now, if you look around the states, New Mexico, Mississippi, Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, 16% of the people that drive there are uninsured. If you go out to California, a full 25% of every driver on the road is an uninsured driver. So what that means is if they hit you, you are on your own. And then all of a sudden, your coverage becomes extremely important.
I thought that was illegal to not have insurance.
It is.
Nobody ever does anything illegal.
Let me tell you, in Texas, if they catch you driving with that insurance the first time, it's $175 to a $350 fine. If you have an additional offense, it's $350 to $1,000. They suspend your driver's license and they impound your car. If you do it, if you're driving uninsured and you have a suspended license, a $2,000 maximum fine and 180 days in jail. And here's the kicker. If you're in an accident and you don't carry insurance and there's injury involved, then it's a $4,000 maximum fine and up to a year in jail. So it's better to carry insurance.
Well, you can't get blood out of a turnip. And I think that if somebody doesn't have auto insurance, they don't have the $4,000 or even the $200 or the $175 or any of that. You know, somebody called in or texted in some time ago, years ago, when we talked about insurance and how it's the law and so on and so forth. And they said, you know, if it's between buying some bread to feed your children and having auto insurance, they're going to feed the kids.
Well, right. But here's the thing. Driving a car is not an innate right. Well, no one has a right to drive a car. If you can't afford insurance, you shouldn't drive. because you put yourself and everyone else out there at risk, period.
But then there's that catch-22 of how do I get to work to make money if I can't afford, if I can't drive a car?
You figure out a way to take a bus or a DART.
Yeah. Same way Susan did when her car was broken down when she first moved here. The car they stole and then they found.
My sister.
And now they're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Her car, the engine went out and she took the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was free. Well, not totally free, but.
But some areas, like if you live in Arlington, there's not a bus or public transportation system.
I don't know.
I wouldn't live in Arlington
live
then
there.
If I couldn't afford insurance. So here's the deal.
Know. Anyway, we're not the.
Here's the deal. A couple of things. Uninsured insurance should also match your liability coverage. Because if it doesn't, if there's a gap between your uninsured coverage and your liability coverage, then you are responsible for the liability. Mm. Now, here's another kicker, and this is a really smart thing. A lot of people do this. Carry a big umbrella policy. $1 million umbrella policy is very inexpensive, and it takes your liability coverage up to $1 million. So if you get sued, you're in a lot better shape. And if you make it $2 million, it becomes very inexpensive to add the second million. So when you're looking at your coverages, first of all, state minimums won't get you anywhere. That's $30,000 for each injured person from the accident, up to $60,000 for each accident in liability, and $25,000 in property damage. That's the minimum. Now, you can hit a decent car and run out of insurance coverage really, really quick. $25,000 doesn't buy much. So state minimums are out of the question, basically, if you're going to be safe. Most people carry $100,000, $350,000, and that's $100,000 for an injury, up to $300,000 total liability, and $50,000 for property damage. And even that is a little low now when you think about the price of cars. If you hit a Mercedes, you can spend more than $50,000. So you look at those umbrella coverages because they are absolutely inexpensive.
Or if you took out some light poles or some, you know, did some other property damage other than cars, people hit houses. You know, here's the thing. I'd rather them have at least the state minimum. You know, that makes you legal. But somebody involved in the insurance business told me recently our rates are going up higher and higher because of all these accidents, like the texting and driving and distracted driving.
Right.
Our rates are going up.
Exactly.
Because it's just going to increase.
Okay. So here's the other thing. I'm going to get to the fan texter in a minute because we're starting to see if there's some passion out here about this. Hunt for obscure discounts. If you've got a really good driving record, you can get a discount for that, but you probably have to ask for it. The other thing is, if you take a defensive driving course, you can get a discount for that. Even if you take it online, you can get a discount for that. You can also get a discount for buying through your workplace for certain companies. If you have a teenage driver and they make really good grades, you get a discount for that. So there's a number of discounts out there you can take advantage of, but you do have to hunt them out and ask for them, or they won't just give them to you.
As someone who had to recently take defensive driving because I was awarded by Dallas's Finest, if you do that, you can only take it like every so often. So if you take it to lower your insurance and then, you know, a couple months later you get a speeding ticket, you can't take it again. So keep that in mind, too.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay, finally, teenage drivers. You may consider, if you have a teenage driver, not getting him his own car. Because they're going to charge your insurance, it goes up an average of 58%.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Gosh.
If you add a teenager to your policy
with his own car.
Here's the other kicker. A lot of insurance companies will charge you a great deal more because they assume that he's going to drive the nicest car in the garage. Even if you say, we won't let him drive our cars, they don't care, they raise your policy. So look at the cost of that. And then think about buying a policy all for him, all on his own, and separate him from yours. It may be less expensive to do that.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
The insurance companies know because they watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They know that those kids will get into their parents' luxury cars.
Absolutely. And finally, insure for a total loss. If you have a car that's worth $5,000, you don't need to carry a ton of collision insurance because it's not going to cost much. You can also work with certain insurance companies and decide on what they're going to pay you for your car if it's a total loss. There's several insurance companies out there, Chubb being one, that will actually meet with you once a year and say, okay, here's what your car is worth. Are you okay with that? And you agree to that. And then if anything happens to your car, if it's total or stolen, then that's what they pay you.
So they renegotiate every year. Basically,
every year they look at the value of the car.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, David. I think that helps people out quite a bit. I was kind of laughing about, insurance for kids.
Oh, yeah.
They will try to drive the nicest car in the whole entire garage.
Well, of
course,
especially if you're out of town or something.
Yeah, part of this article cracked me up about, we'll just, get them a clunker if you both drive luxury cars. And I was like, that won't be a problem either.
Okay, so let's hit some of these Autoflex leasing fan techs. Leave it to our laws. You can't drive without insurance, but there's hundreds and hundreds of DUIs out there.
Multiple DUIs.
That's not multiple DUIs. That's not what we're talking about. I do agree with you.
I do, too. It's one of the things I brought up as well.
Absolutely. Okay, the next one. I love this. Sir, you were wrong. I love the show, but traveling in your own property isn't an inane right. No, it's not. Driving is not a right. Having a car is not a right. You have to be able to afford the car. You have to be able to afford the insurance. There's no right of any kind that says you can drive a car. And there is a law that says you can't drive a car without insurance. Autoflex Leasing Fan Techs, love the insurance talk. Mention underlying liability limits to an umbrella policy. I'd love to, but I think I don't know exactly what that is. So if we have an insurance agent listening that would care to talk about underlying liability limits on an umbrella policy, we'd love to have you call or text in.
Yeah.
New Hampshire has optional car insurance. Don't want to live there. Yes.
Well, and there are quite a few states whose state minimum are even lower than Texas. It's like, why bother?
Right.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Techs, can't you add your kids as a driver on your insurance instead of getting the kids' own insurance? Is it cheaper that way? It might be or it might not be. You have to look at your policies, and a lot of it's going to have to do with what kind of cars you drive. Because if you've got a Mercedes and you've got a kid that you insure on that policy, that insurance company is going to insure the kiddo on the Mercedes, and they're going to figure it's a total loss at some point, and then they're going to set your limits. So, I mean, your rights. So a lot of it has to do with what kind of cars you drive that you're insuring your kiddo on.
Here's a good one. Amica is the only insurance company that asked me questions and tried to get me all the discounts available to me. Great, friendly people. And, that is an insurance company that one of my clients who's in the insurance business said was one of the very best.
Good to know.
For paying claims and paying the fair amount.
It is. I like Amica a lot. In fact, they actually pay claims. And some of the insurance you buy online, they're not good about paying claims. They'll fight. They'll try to put used parts on your car. They'll do all kinds of things.
Right.
So, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what is your opinion of the rent car? Do you take the waiver of liability? Okay. You don't really need that. What that does is keeps you from paying your deductible in case you have a wreck. But you have to have a wreck. Now, here's the other thing. If you have a wreck, it's worth its weight in gold.
Because here's the deal. Somebody told me they bought the insurance, and it was just like, okay, go on. But the person who didn't buy the insurance, and they were using their credit card and their own insurance through that to pay for it, they missed their flight because there was all this red tape. They had to call somebody. They had to get it all organized before they could just leave the rental car place. It's not like something you could handle over the phone.
Right.
They hold you hostage right there. So
the reality is you really don't need it because your insurance covers you for that car just like it's yours. It's called a substitute vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a wreck, it saves you from going through all of the red tape and the hassle with meeting with them after the accident when you're turning the car in and all that stuff.
So it's a gamble, boy, I'll tell you.
All right, when we return, we'll continue our car insurance discussion, and we're going to talk about the myths and misconceptions of insurance. So stay tuned to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. Autoflex.com. If you want to see some of the stories we're doing online, they're posted on the Autoflex Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. You can read the stories and also see some pretty cool videos and stuff.
And the story we just talked about with the 6 insurance buying tips, that's posted there. And that's got a lot of people on Autoflex Leasing Fan Text chiming in.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I have never had a claim on my insurance and my driving record is clean, but I'm getting ripped off on my coverage because my credit is below average. This is unfair, yet people in my situation have no choice but to be extorted for extra cash. I pay over $2,700 a year on two vehicles. Any suggestions? Yes, shop, and shop, because there are different companies. Different companies rate credit in different. They weight it differently, but they all do weight credit. And if your credit is not as good as it might be, they charge you more money for your insurance. They do. That's one of the things that happens. Now, there's a lot of myths out there about insurance. Like, one of my favorites is, if I drive a red car, I'm going to get charged a higher insurance premium. Bright red cars especially are more expensive to insure.
Right.
I promise you, as people think this, no. The color of your car has nothing to do with it. Now, the kind of car you drive has a lot to do with it. If you drive a minivan, your insurance rates are going to be really low because most minivans are not driven by wild, crazy drivers, you know?
Right.
Or teenagers.
If you drive a Scion, little sporty car, two-door stick shift that goes, if you drive one of those, yeah, you're probably going to pay more because a lot of people that drive those cars have accidents.
And obviously, the more expensive the car is going in, the more expensive it is to insure, because the more expensive it is to repair, should it be involved in an accident. Your Lexus, one time somebody backed into your car, parked at Autoflex. It was a client or somebody. They backed into your car, and didn't you say just the
headlight
housing was like $2,700?
No, it was $1,100 for a headlight.
I don't know where I got
it. It's crazy.
It's a big story. It gets bigger and bigger as more often I tell it.
But still,
$1,100 for a headlight.
Yeah.
One headlight.
Well, let me tell you the other thing. All of the equipment around the edge of your car is the most expensive part of your car.
The jewelry.
Yes, it is the jewelry.
All the things that
wonder why that is. Okay, so full coverage. Full coverage includes rental and towing coverage. Nope, it doesn't. And guess what? Rental and towing coverage is very, very inexpensive. Ask for it. A lot of times your agent or your insurance company won't tell you about rental coverage and towing coverage because they don't make a lot of money off of it. But it doesn't cost very much, and it's worth its weight in gold. If you have an accident, it provides a car for you to drive. And, of course, the towing from the accident scene. Comprehensive insurance covers mechanical problems.
No,
it does not. Silly. Comprehensive covers things that happen to your car beyond your control, other than an accident, like theft or vandalism,
like
or
usually
hail.
You're not in the car when
or
that
fire
happens,
or flood, you know, that kind of thing. That's what comprehensive means. If I stay ticket-free, my rates will go down. No, not necessarily. Again, your credit score has a lot to do with that. Also, where you live. If you live in a port city where a lot of cars are stolen and put on boats and shipped, your rates are going to be higher. If you live in the middle of a city, your rates are going to be higher than if you live way out and work way out in the country, because there's less chances of having an accident.
Remember, the miles you drive could affect it as well.
Newer cars are always more expensive to insure. Not necessarily. It's according to the car. Mm-hmm. Smaller, less expensive cars are cheaper to insure. Again, not necessarily. A lot of times a smaller car, if they look at the history, will sustain more damage than a larger car if involved in an accident.
They're going
Therefore,
to
they
look
charge
at
the, higher rates.
Yeah, they're going to have to look at the safety rating and the crash test results, too.
A lot of people think buying online is the best way to buy insurance, that it saves them money. It might. But again, you have to worry about the insurance company paying claims. That's very important when you have a claim.
Just like when deciding about which car you want to drive, you should go online and check out these chat sites where people talk about, you know, they give you feedback about, do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out.
Yeah, you'll find out really quickly who doesn't pay claims.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Okay, no-fault insurance. A lot of people talk about no-fault insurance. They think that means that if they're not at fault, their insurance company doesn't pay. That's not what no fault means. That means that your insurance company pays for your loss and the other guy's insurance company pays for his loss. Fault is not considered no fault. But it doesn't mean that your insurance company doesn't pay if you're not at fault. Total losses. That's a really, really interesting thing because people don't generally understand why a car or at what point a car is totaled out. A total loss is declared when it costs more to repair the car than the insurance company has to pay you with consideration for salvage value. So if you got a $20,000 car and $12,000 in repair and the salvage value is only $6,000, the salvage value and the insurance cost to repair are less than the value of the car, they're going to fix that car.
Wow. Because
it's cheaper to do that than it is to pay you. If it costs more to fix the car, then they total out the car. It's dollars and cents. Now, there's also something called a constructive total, and that is when you have so much damage to the structure of a car that it cannot be properly repaired, and then the dollars don't come into play. It's just, it's a total loss because it can't really be fixed. If my car is totaled, I love this, my insurance company is going to pay it off. Not hardly. Your insurance company is going to pay you what the car is worth. If you owe more than the car is worth, it comes back on you. And let me tell you when this becomes really, really a big thing. If you have like a one-year-old car that is stolen, your insurance company more than likely is not going to pay that car off. You're going to have a big gap in the coverage for your car and the payoff on your car. You start making payments on a car, the bank keeps all of the interest up front. First couple of years, all you do is pay interest, basically. So the payoff on the car doesn't go down, but the value of the car goes down. The insurance company owes you the value of the car. They don't owe you the payoff. Here comes gap insurance. That's why everyone that has a new car or leases a car should have gap insurance, because it covers that difference. If you've got a new Tahoe and someone steals it 6 months after you have purchased it or leased it, you're going to owe a bunch of money more than your insurance company is willing to pay. That's why you have gap insurance. It covers that gap.
Cars just depreciate so rapidly. When you do buy a brand new car, once it's yours, there's an immediate drop.
Right.
And it takes a few years for that to kind of level out. And that's why when we talk a little bit more about leasing later on, you'll understand why a three-year lease is definitely the minimum term that most people want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go longer than that to enjoy an even lower payment.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, I beg to disagree. People who drive minivans always seem to be speeding around. Thank you, Kelly in Fort Worth. All right, so moving along, if you have vandalized, if your car is vandalized, your insurance company will cover you? Not really. If you have comprehensive coverage, it will cover that. But if you have things stolen from your car, your homeowner's policy covers the things that are in your car.
Oh. And
if you don't have... if you don't own a home, maybe your renter's insurance.
Renter's insurance, same thing,
that,
yes.
Which is not mandatory, but people, get some renter's insurance if you're renting an apartment, because you need some coverage for your things.
Right.
Okay. Here's something that a lot of people believe. Thieves only steal new cars. The actuality is they don't steal new cars. They steal older cars because the parts for the older cars are worth money, and that's why they steal them. The most frequently stolen cars are older pickups and older Honda Accords and Toyota Camrys, cars like that, where there's tons of them out there still on the road, and people will pay for those parts. That's why they steal them. So finally, and I guess the last one is drivers of sports cars will get more tickets, and thus they pay higher insurance rates. Not necessarily true. It's according to how you drive, how your credit is, all of those other things. But certain cars are more expensive to insure just because of the nature of the car. And who and the folks that normally drive them.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive that sporty car around like you are on the racetrack and you're not being very careful and you get caught, then yeah, you're going to pay a little more for your insurance. But if you're a granny driver like a lot of us,
okay,
do it.
Finally, great Autoflex Leasing fan text. A lot of people have never heard of diminished value. Here's how diminished value works. If you're in an accident and it is not your fault, you can get the other insurance company to pay you for the loss in value of your vehicle because it has been repaired. When you take a repaired car in to trade it in, and it's had three or four panels painted on it, we can tell everything. I mean, we know how to see stuff like that. We give you less for that car because those repairs have been made. It's actually worth less money. And when you call the other insurance company, they're going to tell you that they don't pay diminished value. I promise you they will. But they do, and you have to press them. And if you need help on that, give us a call at the office. There's a couple of companies, one really good company here in town, that works with people that need diminished value coverage. And they're really good at what they do, and they're inexpensive.
Yeah, they charge a small fee, basically, to go after that diminished value for you, should you not know how to manage all of that.
Right. One more quick Autoflex Leasing fan text. Insurance adjuster here. All of this is true and good info. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or madam. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Leasing, oh yeah. We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, and our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. As always, if you're out car shopping this weekend, you should call AutoFlex. Give them a shot. What's the number, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, you can always go to AutoFlex.com and see all of our great pre-owned cars, or you could go to one of our locations and drive some of those cars. By the way, you can set up a test drive online at AutoFlex.com by clicking on Set Up a Test Drive. Tell us what you want to drive, and we'll have them lined up side by side for you.
With the AC on and the seat cooler, so it won't be a zillion degrees when you get in there. AutoFlex Leasing fan texters starting to come in fast and furious. We've done a lot of insurance talk today, and this guy asks, what do you think about extended warranty insurance companies that cover transmission and engine repairs?
If you need a transmission or engine repair, they are worth their weight in gold. I think it's just smart, and again, according to the car, because if you buy a pre-owned Mercedes or you lease a pre-owned Mercedes that is going to run out of warranty, you're crazy if you don't get an extended warranty on that car. Because if anything breaks, it's very, very expensive. And the other thing is counseling on extended warranties. Some are inclusive, some are exclusive. That means inclusive ones tell you on the policy, this is what we include. Exclusive ones tell you on the policy, this is what we don't cover. You have to read that very carefully to make sure you get the coverage you want. If you're driving a car with lots and bells of whistles and whistles, you want coverage that will cover all of those bells, because that's what breaks. Mm-hmm. If you've got something that's very Spartan, I'm going to go back to like a 4 or 5 year old Honda, then your major stuff probably is your biggest problem. And they don't break very often. So again, the kind of car you're getting determines really how valuable that's going to be to you.
Here's another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter. It's a thinker. My commercial liability insurance is cheaper than my standard insurance rates. Explain that.
You know, I can't. Yeah, how about that? I can't.
Call your insurance company,
but you know
friend.
What? We have a professional insurance agent that has been listening, and they texted in for any insurance adjuster, and we also have a licensed insurance agent, so I bet that they will text in the answer about why that is.
Yes, please. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, does leasing a car at AutoFlex require higher limits of liability?
Not from AutoFlex. Leasing a car, period, does require that you carry higher limits of liability because you have a bigger risk there. You know, the bank has a bigger risk as well because they own the car, so you have to carry the higher limits of liability. However, gosh, if you have $5 in your savings account, maybe you're a homeowner, something, anything that you have, you want to make sure you have enough insurance coverage should you be that person that causes the big accident, because they will sue straight up the line to get all the money they possibly can if you hurt someone.
Right. That's one of those questions that people always ask about leasing, you know, because you hear people, I have people say to me, well, I drive too many miles to lease. I can't do that.
Well, that's another common misconception. We always interview with our clients, you know, because I always imagined myself as more of a consultant than a salesperson because I felt like I needed to help people make the right decision. I'm the one that's the pro in the car business. I go see doctors for medical stuff, right? I don't try to self-diagnose. I self-diagnose this. I don't feel good. But then it comes to a professional. So that's what we do at AutoFlex, is really kind of go through what your mileage, your normal mileage is, how long you're keeping your car. We look at the condition of your trade-in as well, because I've actually counseled with some people that were planning to lease, and I'm like, well, you can't bring me this vehicle in 4 years in the same condition you're bringing me your trade, because you'll have some excess wear and tear to pay. So if you are going to get these door dings and all these little things are going to happen along the way, call me every year. Let's do a little once-over and get the car looking tight again. I've got dent doctor people, paint touch-up people, body shop people, everybody at my disposal, and you can have it at my cost, and we'll just get it done, and then you're good to go again. Same thing if you want to wait till the very end of the lease. You know, some people like to keep their cars, you know, nice and pristine looking. So if you're that person, you're definitely a better lease candidate, so that you're not afraid of the excess wear and tear. But they also have little policies, really inexpensive, maybe $500 or $600 you can add to it for a 5-year lease even. that will ensure that you don't have to pay for anything that would be normal wear and tear. You have an accident, it's still on you, okay? Mm-hmm. But a little, you know, let's say you have 15 door dings because the person who parks next to you at work is inconsiderate or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can, so you don't have to worry about the excess wear. And then the miles. Sorry, you did, that's the question you asked me about. I just took off on another tangent.
Sorry, it's all helpful info.
So the miles, I say the more miles you drive, the more you should consider the lease, because the lease will keep you from being upside down or have negative equity. Or basically what that means is owe more on the car when you're ready to trade it or sell it than it's actually worth, because the extra miles you're driving is depreciating the car faster than you're probably paying for it on your 5 or 6 year loan.
That's the problem with it too, is because people carry that out 6 years, sometimes even 7 years, because it makes their payment more affordable. But if you're going to drive high miles, that means you're going to be 3 years into a very long finance period, and you're still going to owe about what you did when you started, and the car is going to be worth a lot less than that. We're going to cover that a little later in the show on vehicles that actually depreciate the very fastest, the ones that lose the most value after you take delivery of them.
Now, when we do build in the extra miles you drive, your payment will increase a bit. A lot of people see these ads on TV or online, you know, hey, lease the car for X number of dollars a month. But when you read all the fine print, you can drive the car on Tuesdays and Thursdays after 3 p.m. with a maximum, you know, 10 or 12,000 miles in a year. It's not feasible for a lot of people in the Metroplex. Right. Even if you live out in the country and you're going to make a trip to town once a week, that's another 40, 50, maybe 100 miles. So you've got to really kind of think about what your driving habits are. And if 20,000 miles a year is not too much, we can keep you from being upside down in your car. Some people think, well, I want to own my car. That's another issue they have with leasing. But you don't own the car until you've paid it off or have the title in your hand. And it's kind of a joke in the business, and I always share this with my friends, but I'm like, miss one payment, you'll find out who owns that car. You'll be seeing Dog the repo man over there.
Oh, right.
Dog the repo man. All right, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. My wife was hit by a Dr. Pepper truck. Ooh. Can you help me out with the number to the diminished value company? All right, I've always worked with a fellow named James Walden, W-A-L-D-E-N. He's with Direct Appraisal, and James's phone number is 972-306-4913. But if you look him up at Direct Appraisal, James Walden, you'll be able to find him there. He's worked for us several times and has saved or made a lot of money back that our customers would have lost in diminished value once their car was repaired. Tammy had an SL, I think, that had a lot of repairs done to it that he worked on.
Oh, and the Corvette, the people that got the Corvette, it was 24 hours. Within 24 hours, a semi-truck had rammed into the door pent, you know, the side, just one door is all it destroyed. But they did get some diminished value because the car wouldn't be the same.
Right.
And they did wind up trading it in later.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, how do I cancel my insurance and switch over to another? Switch over to the other first and then cancel your insurance.
Don't go uncovered.
Don't go uncovered for even a day.
Because that's when it'll happen.
Yep. another quick Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Tammy is the best. We agree. We love her.
How did I miss that? Thank you.
Aw. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles. Snuggles is dancing, y'all. Look at him.
You didn't see that. It's
yes,
the radio.
We did.
It's not even true.
And I'm Sybil. Give us a call, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They are open today and waiting for your call. What are the numbers, David?
You actually should call Autoflex if you're thinking about leasing a new car, if you're thinking about purchasing a pre-owned car, maybe leasing a pre-owned car, saving some money there, or doing a flex buy on a pre-owned car and saving even more money. You can do all of those things at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area, autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. You can see a lot of pre-owned cars right there. Now, I will warn you, we sell our pre-owned cars so quickly, and this is horrible. It's great, but it's horrible. Some of the ones you're going to see online are already sold. It takes 2 to 3 days to get them offline. You, they don't instantly come off because we have a service that does that for us.
But there are other cars that aren't on there yet either.
You can't see, but they're already at AutoFlex Made Ready. It's going to take 2 to 3 days to get them online.
So sometimes we sell those before they even get to be posted.
Right.
So call us. Tell us what you want.
That's the best bet.
It is. If you give us a call and say, do you have or is this car still available, we'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, if you don't see something you like there, one of the things we do is we find people cars. We do a lot of that. We bought, I don't know how many cars last week for folks.
Well, first of all, we buy all of our brand new cars, whatever it is that you want. If we have to go to Pennsylvania to find that black Land Rover with the ivory interior and black piping, we'll do it because I've done it. And when it comes to the pre-owned, depending on what you want, we have a whole database full of clients and cars, and we stay in touch with them on a regular basis, so we can also shop within our own database.
How would you like to trade out of your car early? Because mm-hmm. we've got another customer that wants it. It works.
And wouldn't you like to be part of that? So you're driving along, everything's fine. Maybe you've thought about a new car but really don't have time, and then all of a sudden we call you and say, we really need your car. Are you interested? We'll do everything for you. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. Will my insurance go down if I pay a ticket I got 4 years ago? I don't know about that, but I know that the next time you get pulled over, you won't leave in handcuffs if you pay that ticket.
Oh.
Oh.
Another quick AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. It's a great question. I heard y'all mention the Flex Buy. What is that?
The Flex Buy is where we start with a pre-owned car, and we calculate it like a lease, but you actually have the title in your name. So at the end, you can still turn the car back in and walk away if the miles are where they should be and the condition is normal, or you can buy the car for the residual value and you don't have to pay sales tax on it because you've had the title in your name all that time.
Or so, you can trade it in.
Or you can trade it in.
Don't keep it.
Yeah.
We will analyze which one is the least expensive for you. Every now and then people will have some equity or at least be at a break-even point at the end of the term. Well, then you want to trade it in so you can get the tax savings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do have some equity, then you could either have that back in cash or you can apply it to the next car. So, yeah.
Love it.
We consult and we try to figure out the least expensive way. You don't have to figure it all out yourself.
Right.
Okay, a couple of AutoFlex Leasing Fan Texters that need to be answered. If you have an insurance company that is telling you, if it's a liability claim, it's the other insurance company, and they're telling you they don't owe you diminished value because they used new parts to repair your car, that's not accurate. They still owe you diminished value. You'll still lose money if you've bought that car when you trade it in. Now, the one beautiful thing about a lease is if you lease a car and it has been repaired, there's no diminished value at the end because the car just needs to be looking like it's supposed to. You turn the car in and walk away.
Well,
but you do lose money on a trade-in on one.
Yeah, there is diminished value. It's just not on you. It's on the lender.
Exactly.
Because they own it, right? So that's one of the wonderful things about a lease is you aren't held to the future value. So based on whatever has happened, whether it was a hailstorm or whatever happened that you had to get it repaired, when it comes to the end, the bank takes the loss instead of you, which is
pretty helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, one thing that more people need to know about insurance and most don't is if you're involved in a single vehicle accident, you need to notify the insurance policy, your insurance company right away of the date of the accident to make sure that your coverage is in effect. And in other words, it's a new policy that you've just bought and you have a one car accident. They may question whether or not you bought the insurance after you had the accident.
Sneaky.
Data loss is really important.
So if you are thinking of getting a new vehicle, these are the cars that depreciate the most. So keep this in mind when you're out looking.
Okay, so these are cars that you probably don't want to buy when they're new. That's just the bottom line. The number one car for depreciation is the Hyundai Genesis, and it depreciates 38.2% of its entire sticker price in the first year. Think about how much money that is. Yeah, a ton of money. Here's the kicker. Here's another one, too. Smart for two, what? Almost 37% the first year. And that car doesn't cost very much.
Yeah, well, thing it doesn't. It's not worth what you're paying for it in the first place.
No.
It's too small.
Another car that depreciates extremely rapidly, the Cadillac CTS, almost 37% there. The new Chevrolet Impala, 33.5% depreciation the first year.
Are they putting some giant rebates on those?
Yeah. Okay. And here's the other thing people need to realize. If you're getting $10,000 in rebates, guess what that does to the resale value of your car?
Kills it.
It kills
$10,000
sure.
worth.
Oh. Yeah, because they're worth a lot less going in. They're worth a lot less coming out. GMC Yukon, 32.8%.
Surprising.
Volvo S80, 32.6% depreciation the first year. Mercedes-Benz S-Class.
Of course.
Most people don't know this. The S-Class depreciates 32.4% the first year. That can very easily be a $90,000 car. Think about what 30% of that is. The
wow.
Lincoln MKS, 30.4%. The Mini Cooper, this one surprised me, 29.3%. That car either takes a huge first year and doesn't depreciate after that, or the depreciation's changed to my knowledge. And then finally, and I wasn't surprised about this, the Jaguar XK, about 30% depreciation the first year. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure so those is. Cars, let me tell you what you do want to do, though. If you want a one-year-old car, not a bad car for a one-year-old car, mm-hmm. a lot of car for the money if you buy that car one-year-old.
If you are going to buy, David always says, buy pre-owned so that you can save the money that somebody else lost, right?
Right.
And then if you are going to buy a car, you should plan to keep it for like 8, 9, 10 years. 10, really, so that you can drive it for several years payment-free if you're financing it. That is a really smart thing to do if you're buying your car. But if you're that person that wants a newer car and to be under factory warranty and all that good stuff, leasing is the way to go.
So let me hit the other side of the coin really quickly. If you want cars that depreciate very, very little the first year, and these cars you should lease, by golly, because they've got really high residual right. values. Land Rover, Range Rover, Subaru Impreza, Toyota Tacoma, Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Wranglers depreciate almost none. Nissan Frontier, Mercedes-Benz G-Wagons, almost no depreciation. Scion XBs, Nissan Versa, Toyota FJ Cruisers. There's the sleeper in the group. They depreciate almost none again. And the Honda CR-V. Those are the cars that lose the least value after 1 year.
Well, the way they did this graph, it looks like the Land Rover Range Rover actually increases in value after 1 year. But I'll tell you, it's because they're made of unobtainium. Well, you just can't get one right now.
So what you're seeing there is a result of people buying those cars new, titling them, and reselling them as a pre-owned car. And they can resell one as a pre-owned car, especially in a lot of states. It's legal to do that. It's not legal to do that. Well, it's legal to do it in Texas if you
pay
tax on it.
You pay your taxes on it.
But they are very hard to get, and you can sell one for more than sticker price if it's brand new and if you own it.
And if you find a fool.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's wrap up with some fun stuff. What do you say?
All right.
Like big names in automotive history and how they came to be?
Yeah, you know, most people don't realize where the names on cars came from. Let's start with David Buick. Everybody knows a Buick, right?
Heard of it.
He was a plumbing inventor, and he built his first car in 1900.
Hmm.
A plumbing inventor. Antoine Cadillac was the founder of the city of Detroit back in the 17th century.
Why isn't it called Cadillac, Michigan?
It's called Detroit. Louis Chevrolet.
Because he was humble.
Oh.
Louis Chevrolet was a race car driver and engineer. He built his first car in 1911 with financing from Durant. And Durant was the first American manufacturer of cars.
And Lewis was Swiss.
Walter Chrysler was a locomotive mechanic who got into the automotive business in 1912 and put his first car that he built on display in 1924. In 1924, he sold 32,000 of those cars, which was an amazing
first
number.
Year.
Yep.
Wow.
Dodge, John and Horace Dodge. You see the commercials right now showing the two brothers. Their first car came off the assembly line in 1914. Both brothers died within less than a year of each other during the flu epidemic of 1920.
Hmm.
Yeah. I love this one. Harley Earl. And there've been some commercials with Harley Earl and showing Harley Earl and all that stuff. He actually designed the LaSalle vehicle in 1927, back, and that's when cars started getting lower and wider and being really cool. As the head of GM's styling department, Harley Earl invented the tail fin, which was all the way from the 50s through the 60s, and he designed the first Corvette.
Interesting.
Yeah. Henry Firestone, he made his money putting cars on Fords. Ford picked his tires to go on all the cars on his assembly line, made Henry a very wealthy man. Henry Ford was the first one to come up with an assembly line to build cars, made them a lot more effectively and efficiently built. They could build a lot more for a lot less money, made him very rich. I like this one. Charles Goodyear. Everybody knows Goodyear tires, right?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Goodyear accidentally discovered the vulcanization process of rubber, and he patented the process. But when he invented it, he couldn't figure out what to do with it because it was still the 1850s.
Aww.
He died penniless in 1860. They named the Goodyear Rubber Company after him, the Goodyear Tire Company.
Well, that's nice.
And then finally, Shikiro Honda. After World War II, with $3,300 in his pocket, he started making motorcycles. Honda.
That's a fun walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along or if you missed any of the stories or need an update, head to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, like us, and you can see all the things we discussed today. And we still have so many Autoflex leasing fan techs that unfortunately we just don't have time to get to. But please call 817 or 972-234-1234. They're open right now and they can absolutely help you out with your questions. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard and Snuggles. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.